We said earlier in the service that today is Pentecost Sunday. And those of you who are good at your maths will be thinking Pente, that must be five or something. And actually, it's 50 days since Easter. Did you know that? Has anybody got any of their chocolate eggs left? Well, well done you. We are all going to their house after this morning's service. But we're celebrating today, not because of a number, and not because because of the sunshine, but because Pentecost is the day, as we heard in that reading, when God sent his Holy Spirit to be with the followers of Jesus. Just think about the story so far. Jesus died on the cross on Good Friday at Easter, and then he rose again on Easter Sunday. He's alive. And then he rose to be with his Father in heaven. But he promised that when he rose to be in heaven, he wouldn't leave his friends on their own. He wouldn't leave them having to do it all by themselves. He would send his Spirit to be with them. God's Spirit is like God being with us. Well, it is God being with us. That's who he is. And in our reading, we heard about how that happened. The disciples were all in one place. And, well, I wonder if you noticed, they saw something unusual and they heard something unusual. Can anyone tell me what they saw and what they heard? Go on, Vaughan. Excellent. Did you all hear that? The noise of rushing wind, was that right? And fire above their heads. Excellent. Now, I'm not going to try and get you to imitate or set fire, but I wonder if we can you do a sound of wind from this end, please? can you make the sound of some wind? Just the person next to you could just try out how good you are at making a sound of wind. Okay, all right, not bad. I think, but wind moves, doesn't it? So I think what we're going to do is we're going to start over this side. And we're going to try and get the sound of the wind going across the room to over here, okay? So if I'm pointing at you, I know I shouldn't be pointing, but if I'm pointing at you, that means it's your time to make some wind sound, okay? Let's start over here. Can we start? Very good. It's going to go back. It's going to go back faster. Are you ready? Not bad. Some of you have got... There's a slight horror film effect going on somewhere around here. But I mean, that's not bad. We had a go at it, didn't we? But I don't mean to be rude. Nobody is going to mistake what we just did for the sound of actual, real, live wind, are they? It's very different. It's very, very different. It's pretty good, what we did, but it's not the real thing. And we can try to do things by ourselves, but that's not good enough for what God wants. We can never do what we need to do just by ourselves. We can never be kind enough just by trying really hard. We can never be patient enough just by trying really hard. We need some help. All of us need some help. And that is why God sent his Holy Spirit, so that he would be able to be at work in us, making us able to do things that we couldn't otherwise do. And I don't just mean making a better sound of wind, but so that we could be more loving, more joyful, so that we could know his peace, so that we could be more patient, so that we could be more generous, so that we could be more self-controlled. You see, if we try and do those things just on our own, just trying hard, maybe we'll be quite good at it for 5 minutes. Maybe we might manage half an hour. Maybe we might manage a whole day. And then we'll break down. We need God to be at work in us by his Spirit, making us more like him. I wonder if any of you have got any of these at home. Yes? Do you have these when you have a party? Yes. You boring lot. Do you really not have a party? I mean, I'm in my late 40s, and frankly, if there's not balloons on my birthday, there'll be trouble. You know, it's... Yeah. But, okay, let me... Even if you yourself have not had balloons, you have seen these things before, right? You are familiar with the concept of a balloon. Okay. When you hang them up around the house, or when other people hang them up around their houses, do they hang them up like this?
No.
Is that what do you have to do to the balloons to make them worth it? Go on, Miffy. You have to blow them up. Because this isn't really any good, is it? But why do I decide to do these things? That's much better, isn't it?
Yes.
What's that got inside it that it didn't have before?
Air.
It had some breath. Now, I know that lots of you know this already, but in Bible languages, it's the same word for spirit and wind or breath. And we are a bit... We're a bit like this balloon like that. It's okay, but it can't do what it's meant to do until it is filled up with that breath. And that's why God sent his Holy Spirit, so that we could be filled up, so that we could do the things we can't do on our own, so that we could be the people God wants us to be, but that we can't make ourselves into without him. So we were thinking about how God sent his Spirit to be with us, because we need his help to do the things that we can't do, to be the kind of people that we can't be without God's help. Now, the second part of that reading that Lucy read for us, the disciples started doing something that they couldn't do before. Can anyone remember? I'm going to try and go to somebody who hasn't told me an answer yet already. Yes, Anna. Speaking loads of different languages. I should try. You're your father's daughter, you would pick up on that, because your dad speaks loads of different languages, doesn't he? Good and bad. Now, so the effect of God giving them his Spirit in that at that time, on that day, was that suddenly they could speak all sorts of languages that they'd never learned how to speak before. So you might be thinking, well, does that mean that if God's Spirit comes and lives in me, am I going to start speaking lots of different languages? And he could choose to do that. But for most of us, we found that that's not how God works. Because I've spoken about this as though it was just back then. But you do know, I hope, that God's Spirit lives in everyone who knows and loves and follows Jesus. He's not an optional extra. He comes and lives with each of us. And so he works in different ways. He's always making us more like Jesus, not always making us speak lots of different languages. But I wonder if you can think of anybody you really would struggle to talk to about Jesus. I wonder if there's somebody where you think, I know them, maybe they're a friend, maybe they're even in your family, and you sort of would love to tell them some of that joy that we've been sharing this morning. You'd love to tell them how much God loves them. And it's almost like somewhere between here and here, between our heart and our mouth, something gets stuck, and we don't know how to say anything about Jesus. Is it just me who finds that? No, there are some people who think, God, I really wish I knew how to talk to them about Jesus. I wish I knew how to feel calm when that moment comes up. I wish I knew how to not feel frightened that they're going to think I'm stupid. I wish I would just know how to speak to somebody about Jesus. Well, maybe that's a moment when God can make us speak not a different language, but he can help us to speak to somebody else about Jesus. He can open our mouths. He can give us that comfort, that calm, that peace to know it's okay. It's safe to talk to people about Jesus, to tell them that God loves them. It's safe to invite a friend to church. They won't even have to do the actions if they don't want to. It's safe to invite somebody to the women's breakfast or the men's breakfast. Even if they say no, it's safe. But we need some help with that sometimes. And that's one of the things that God's Spirit can do in us. Now, have I still got my balloon? I have. Let me see if I can get this to work. Try and blow this up again. Now, I haven't tied this up. If I let go of it, where do you think it's going to go? Okay, who thinks it's going to go over this side? Hands up. Who thinks it's going to go over this side? Who thinks it's going to fizzle out at my feet and destroy the illustration? Thank you for your confidence. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. Can we have a countdown from three? Three, two, one. It went in the middle. Did you just clap a balloon? Okay. The thing is, we said we are like these balloons that God fills up with his spirit. And when you fill up a balloon like that with the air and you let it go, you can't tell where it's going to go. You don't know what might happen. And that's, again, it's like us. When God puts his spirit in us, when we trust Jesus and his spirit comes to live with us, we don't know where that's going to end up. I wonder if there's anybody in this church this morning who had no idea that they were going to end up where they are now, doing what they do, but that God has brought them to that place. Is there anything in your life you think, I never thought I'd ever do that, but because I became a Christian, God took me to that place or drew me to that person? He does it all the time. God takes us to all sorts of strange places to share the good news about Jesus, just like that balloon. But the thing is, that balloon, it could only travel because the air came out of it. Well, God takes us all sorts of places, but he stays with us always and everywhere. I wonder where God might take you next because his spirit leads you to go and tell somebody else about Jesus. Why don't we just have a quiet moment? We maybe close our eyes and think about, is there somebody you know that you would love to talk to Jesus about? Is there something that's happening in your life and you think, I'm not quite sure whether God wants me to do this or not? Not because it's right or wrong, but maybe it's a choice or a decision you've got to make. Let's just be quiet and think about that for a moment, and then we'll pray that God will work in us by his Spirit. Heavenly Father God, we thank you so much that your Spirit lives in us when we follow Jesus. Thank you for the way that he changes us to be more like the Lord Jesus. Will you help us for the situations we're thinking about to be courageous, to trust you, to have faith, and to go where you call us to go, and speak the words you give us to speak to others. We pray these things in Jesus' powerful and precious name. Amen.